Coming up this Friday at the beautiful Scone Race Club, it is the inaugural or first annual, I guess both of those things work, Upper Hunter Charity Race Day. Joining us to have a chat about it is Danny Ether from the Westpac Rescue Helicopter. Danny, how are we doing?
I'm good, Danny, yourself?
Very well, thanks, mate. Looking forward to the GGs this Friday.
Absolutely. It's going to be a cracking day. So, it's been a bit of a wet week that we've had, but I'm sure we're in for a really nice day, and I'm really excited with all the support that we've got, and it should be a good first event.
So, has there been a good uptake on the tickets and everything?
Yeah, we've got all of our race sponsors have been sold. We've got a few people that have also purchased tickets to come along to our luncheon. So there's still a few of those left. If anyone's interested, by all means, get in touch with me. But at the same time, just the average general public, come along and support local racing and support the rescue helicopter.
So what are some of the races that are happening on the day? Some of the sponsors, you want to give them a bit of a shout-out?
Yeah, so we've got A-plus Contracting, Crestfield, Berridge & Gallagher Electrical, also Martin Stock Haulage. So there's a few others as well. And also a big mention to some individuals that have also sponsored the race as well. So we're really, really excited by all the support that we've got.
Mate, A-plus Contracting, great supporters, not just this, but also the Knockout Footy Day each year.
Yeah, absolutely. Andrew is always a great supporter of local sporting events, the local charity events, so we're pretty lucky to have a friend in Andrew. So they're always getting behind different activities. I think he likes a day at the races as well, so pretty stoked.
Who doesn't? Hey, are you going to be there handing out the trophies after the races, mate?
Oh, look, I might be there. Whether or not I'm handing out trophies, I might let our sponsors have that sort of fun and excitement, but I'll be there with our volunteers. We'll be collecting donations on the gate as people come through. Got a little bit of merchandise to sell, got some raffle tickets and that sort of stuff. So, really, there's a little bit of fundraising, but ultimately it's just aimed at a good day at the racetrack, so which we're pretty excited by.
Make sure you got the buckets on the gate on the way out, because usually when you've had a big win on the last race of the day, you're very charitable. That's usually my experience anyway.
Well, in my experience, it's the empty tab tickets and the second chance. We'll take them as well, and we'll go and feed them through the machines and get a couple of sets for them. So.
Well, there you go. If you could do a deal with everybody on the day that if they throw $10 in for every win, that'll add up to a fair bit for the Westpac Rescue Helicopter.
Absolutely. I mean, look, but ultimately we're pretty fortunate that Scone Race Club have thrown open the doors, and really they've allowed us to have the day there and have a donation entry. So, look, as I said to everyone, it's a minimum gold coin, but if you can find a bit of plastic in your wallet, by all means, throw that in the bucket as well. So all in all, every little bit from everyone will help.
And it is always a fantastic cause. We've seen regularly and most recently here in the Upper Hunter the difference that the Westpac Rescue Helicopter makes. So, you know, we're basically doing this to aid ourselves and have a little bit of fun at the same time, Danny.
Absolutely. That's why I like to do all of our fundraising, is to have fun, and then we raise a little bit of money along the way. So, just really can't thank the race club enough, and also all of our race sponsors, but just the general community for getting on board, and hopefully we get a nice sunny day and get a few people trackside and watch for be a really great day.
If we want to get last minute information and tickets, what do you recommend?
Head over to the website rescuehelicopter.com.au, or just simply jump on the Scone Race Club website as well. All the details will be there.
Well, a big thank you to Steve Keane and everybody from the Scone Race Club for making the inaugural Upper Hunter Race Day possible. Danny Ether, have a great day at the Raisters, and thank you very much for joining us today.
Thanks for that, mate. I really appreciate the support.